Hi, it is Monday, January the 20th, and this is another podcast from me, Michelle. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and I just want a lot of people who are talking about Martin Luther King, who keep talking about racism, how racism is so prevalent today as it was in Martin Luther King's time, which is definitely not. But Martin Luther King, I think people forget that he was a Christian. You know, so let's not forget that. He was a Christian. So one thing I want to talk about is church yesterday. We talked about basically building relationships in Christ, and basically how important it is as a Christian to congregate with fellow believers, to fellowship with fellow believers, because as a Christian, you know, we do have to live in this world, but we're not supposed to be of this world. And it's important that we as Christians understand that, because when you are living in this world, and there's so much negativity, so much evil in this world, and if you don't have the foundation in Christ, if you aren't being held accountable by your Christian friends, it's really difficult to navigate this world. And I'm speaking it personally, because before, as a Christian, I didn't feel like I needed to go to church. You know, and a lot of people feel that, oh, I don't need to go to church, I just need to read the Bible. But it's so important that we as Christians, and one of the reasons is we need to be held accountable, you know, and we also need to be around people with like minds who do believe in Christ, who follow the Bible, who live their lives in a manner that's pleasing to God. Now, not to say that people who are Christians don't make mistakes. We stumble. And the thing is, as Christians, we know this. We know that we need God. We know that we are wretched sinners. You know, I mean, every day I have to pray and ask God for His grace, because I know that I'm going to do things that aren't pleasing to Him, you know, sometimes. But the difference is, when you're a Christian, you know that. But if you're in the world thinks differently. They have a different belief system. You know, there might be something that you're looking at and you're saying, I can't do that. That's not right. Or if I do something wrong, I need to repent. I need to ask for forgiveness. But if you're of the world, if you do something wrong, it's like, whatever. Everybody's doing it. So there's a difference there. And if you are spending time in the world with worldly friends, you know, that can kind of seep into you. You know, you might not think that can happen, but, you know, peer pressure is very strong, not just in children, but in adults also. You know, so that's why it's very important to have those relationships. And it's important that you attend a good Bible-believing church, you know, because, I mean, you got to have that. You got to have that pastor who goes through the Bible, who reads the scriptures. You know, it's not about how many people come to the church and how many different activities are going on. I mean, of course you want to have activities, but you don't want to lose focus on why you're there. You know, why are we in church? Why do we go to church? It's to hear the word. You know, it's to be discipled. It's not about, oh, how much money I have and I want to ask God to heal me, to make sure I have this big house, this big car. That's not important. You know, because having a big house, a big car, I mean, a nice car, it's not going to get you to heaven because you can't even take those things with you. You know? So it's very important and I'm speaking as someone who I still struggle every day, but I know that my relationship with God is the forefront in my mind. It's very important to me. It's very important that even though I struggle and sometimes feel sad, sometimes feel depressed, I get angry. You know, it's important to know that God is there for me, that He will not leave me, He will not forsake me, because I believe in Him. My trust is in Him. And that's what we all who are believers in Christ should realize. Thank you.